Everybody loves Rihanna now. But everybody forgets that I think the first week that Rihanna joined Instagram, she was banned for showing, I don't know, nude pictures, they claimed. Everybody loves Tiwa Savage now. But I remember when she released the video for Wanted. I remember. The internet wanted to collapse. I remember one of my mentors wrote a full article about how Tiwa Savage is a disgrace to women. But now, everybody looks at Tiwa Savage as an icon, as a model. She's perhaps the most successful female artist from West Africa today. For these people to become what they are, they chose to face big criticism. They didn't care what other people thought about them. They didn't want you to be their friend. They didn't need you to say, I approve of Tiwa Savage, I approve of Rihanna. You see, those people you respect, that you respect deeply today, they went through big criticism for being themselves. Some of you want to post perfect pictures on Instagram. Everything was perfect. You think about the young people that you like to admire, Wizkid, Davido. Nobody has faced criticism more than these guys. People have called them irresponsible. People have called them shameful. People have called them arrogant. But they dare to be themselves. Do you have the courage to be yourself? Even if your friends don't approve. Even if your bosses don't approve. Even if your mother or your father doesn't approve. Do you have the courage? You want to be as special as Fela? Yeah? As Beyonce? As Jay-Z? As Bernie Sanders? As Joe Biden? As Barack Obama? But do you have the courage to take the risk and to face the blowback that these people have faced? That's the question for you to ask yourself.
Thank you for listening to The Daily Vulnerable with Uday.